Sometimes it's time to call a spade a spade, to look at things the way they really are. Today is one of those days. So if perhaps you don't want to be offended, if you don't want to feel a bit uncomfortable, just go and do something else for the next few minutes. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. The biggest reason by far that so-called Christians give for not reading their Bible is that they don't have time. So let me ask you, what's your favourite excuse? A bit too direct, do you think? A bit too blunt? I don't think so. Jesus died for one reason and one reason alone, so that you and I could be with him forever. Just before he was betrayed and crucified, he prayed this in the Garden of Gethsemane. John chapter 17, verse 24. Father, I want these people that you have given to me to be with me in every place I am. I want them to see my glory, the glory you gave me because you loved me before the world was made. So there he is, hanging on that cross, dying an excruciating death for you. Now, look him in the eye and tell him that you're too busy to hear him speak, too busy to spend time with him, too busy to read his word, the Bible. Go on, tell him that you have more important things to do. You have to catch up with people on social media. You have to bury your face in your smartphone. You have this and that and this and that to do. Nah, Jesus, look, I'm just too busy to be with you where you are, to see you, to experience you, to drink you in, to be transformed by your glory. Go on, look him in the eye up there on that cross and tell him. Too direct, you think? Too blunt? I don't think so. Spend time with Jesus. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Look, God wants to have an amazing impact in your life. He wants to turn your life upside down. He wants for you to be transformed by the glory of Jesus, who loved you enough to die for you. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com. And right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight from God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.